stands out tonight, the two turnovers on the kickoff returns.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. Can't turn the ball over twice on special teams. Can't turn the ball over on offense. Didn't do anything on offense. You know, look, it was not a good night, starting with the coaching, playing. Nothing was good. But it's early in the season. We turn a page here and regroup. But, you know, we can't do those things if we're going to try to beat a good team.
Bill, considering the 2-0 start and beating the Chiefs at home, how, especially on national stage in New England, how disappointing was the effort, the overall performance for you guys?
Yeah, I thought the effort was good. I mean, I don't really ever question the effort of this football team or this coaching staff. I question the execution of the plays and the coaching. You know, it starts with me. You know, it's early in the season, Brian. You know, it's only the third game of the year. So you guys can write us off for dead. But, you know, we'll regroup here. And there's a lot of games left.
Good coverage.
Guys did a nice job in coverage. Give all the credit to New England. They did a nice job tonight.
Were you concerned about the tackling of the defense?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I think that, we've tackled well up until tonight. You know, I thought that we struggled at times tackling. They have, players that are really strong in the open field, and we need to tackle better, no doubt about it. So, we'll get back after it. And like I said, it's not even October yet, and, we've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, that was not a good night, but a lot of season left.
Bill, I know you don't like losses, but if you're going to get one, do you like it early in this part of the season where you can go out and correct the problems and kind of get
a... I'll never say that I like a lot. Losing's horrible.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely horrible. So, there's nothing really in my mind that comes out that's good. What I will say is that we have a resilient team in that locker room, and these guys work hard. And like I said in the beginning, there's a lot of season left. We haven't even played a division game yet. We got our first division game coming up in October 2nd. So, we'll get a little time off here over the weekend, regroup, get back to work on Monday.
So you guys weren't able to get into the Patriots territory until late in the third quarter,
yep.
1:38 left. Why did the offense struggle so much tonight? Overall, you obviously started early with Lamar Miller, but it seemed like you really weren't able to get anything consistently.
Yeah, we just, I think that we had a decent plan coming in. They had a good plan too, and they executed their plan better than we executed ours. And you're not going to win any games if you don't score any points. So we have to really go back as a coaching staff and look at what we did, and learn from it and try to fix it and see what carries over to the next opponent. But like I said, it was a bad night offensively. It's like I said, it's early in the season. And we need to really put our heads together and get after it and get better the next game, no doubt about it.
With all the offensive weapons you guys have, especially the changes you made in the offseason, are you being too conservative at times with the offense? Obviously, you're trying to establish the run, but...
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, some of those things, Brian, when we're running it on third down, we feel like we have a pretty good look to run the ball against. We have what we would call a fair fight, meaning, 6-on-6 or 5-on-5 or whatever it is. So, it just didn't work out. Didn't go as good as we thought it would go, and they played well. They played really well, and we did not play well. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Greg, those guys, they have a fantastic coaching staff. Their program's been in place for a long time. They have what I think is the best head coach in the history of the league. And, they do a great job. They do a great job. I've been over there, and I know what type of job. They have good players, and they coach well. And they did a better job than us tonight.
What do you think of Brissett, and what problems does it cause you to have a guy who no one's really seen?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, look, he did a nice job. We saw some things that we had a general idea of what they might try to do, and it was tough to stop, they did a nice job with him. He threw the ball well. He executed the running game well. We knew he had good poise. We studied him in the draft, and he's a good player. They wouldn't put the guy in there unless they felt like this guy was a really good player, believe me. So, he played well tonight.
Is it a case where he is forcing the ball too much times? And I know you need to review the game tape, but Are you seeing anything what he's doing watching from the sidelines?
You know, it looked like on that one he probably tried to force it. You know, I'm sure you'll ask him the same question. And he's just trying to make a play. You know, I don't think that it's something that is, like I said last week, it's not concerning to me. It's just something that we have to go into the film room with him and coach him up on what that coverage was and what the route was and where we think we should go with the ball the next time. And, you know, we'll fix that.
Bill, when New England plays two shell and sort of wants you to run the ball,
yeah.
Is there anything you can do to force yourself out of that, maybe, you know, make bigger chunk of plays?
Yeah, well, it wasn't just a two shell. It was the type of two that they were playing, which was very difficult. It was man-to-man underneath most of the night. And they did a nice job of covering us. Like I said, give them a ton of credit. They had a good plan. Their plan was better than our plan. And that sometimes happens in this league. And it was a tough night for Houston, but, you know, I really believe in this team, and we'll rebound.
Thanks, Coach.
We're 3-0, and I don't think any coach that they played would say that you've delivered any performance against them. How much does that have to do with what they do?
Yeah, they have a good team. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's the combination of good players and good coaching. And you know, as it relates to us, I'm not sure what the other coaches said. I can tell you for us, you know, we felt like we had a good plan, and they executed their plan better than we executed ours.
Bill, you guys won the Monday night game against Cincy last year. T.J. Yates, you know, came in short notice. But the Chiefs' playoff loss tonight on Thursday Night Football, there is talk, you know, this team has struggled for a long time to win the big game on national TV. How would you respond to that?
It's the third game of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, every game's big, but, I mean, this is the third game of the year, you know. So, look, like I said, you know, you guys have a job to do. I have a job to do. My job is to get this team better. Your job is to write whatever your opinion is of what you see in this team. I'm not trying to tell you what your job is. I'm just telling you what my job is. My job is to go back to work on tomorrow, as soon as we get off the plane, figure out what we did wrong, and get it better. And that's what I'm going to try to do.